Time magazine featured it. Life magazine photographed it. People everywhere stayed home to hear it. And here is your chance if you missed it. Presenting the College Quiz Bowl with Alan Ludden as master of the quiz. Because of unprecedented interest in these exciting contests between college teams of four from coast to coast, the National Broadcasting Company is rebroadcasting the best games of this unusual series. And so tonight, by transcription, you will hear last year's eight-time winner, the University of Minnesota, fight it out with Georgetown University from their respective campuses at Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Washington, D.C. And now, let's meet the team. First, the team members from Minnesota.
Colleen Helgeson-Nelson, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota.
Eleanor Vail, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Joe Scheckman, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey, Hopkins, Minnesota.
Bob Boyle, station KSTT, Minneapolis, St. Paul, will be the referee. And here is the quartet from Georgetown.
Jim Malloy, Staten Island, New York.
Leo Donovan, New York City.
Paul Troy, Melrose, Massachusetts.
Bob Clisley, Rochester, New York.
Georgetown referee is Mac McGarry, station WRC in Washington, D.C.
Okay, how about those rules, Roger?
Right, Alan, here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal it knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Georgetown University signals, you'll hear... And when the University of Minnesota signals, you'll hear... And by means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first, even by a split second, activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. Now, if a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. Now, the team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Roger. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it, but if you do, and if your answer is wrong, your team will be penalized 5 points, and I will repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules, and that's the opening whistle, so let's go. Here is a toss-up question. Coming up first, may I point out, is a 30-point bonus for the winner of this toss-up question.
Yes, sir.
The present Queen Mother is the mother of Queen Elizabeth II. For 10 points, who was the mother of Queen Elizabeth I? Georgetown.
Jim Malloy.
Anne Boleyn.
Right, for 10 points, Georgetown. All right, Georgetown, you got a potential 30-point bonus. You know, Captain Ahab sought to find a white whale. Columbus went looking for a short route to India. For 10 points apiece, we want you now to tell us what the following people were looking for. The Greek philosopher Diogenes.
An honest man.
That's right. Who is that?
Leo O'Donovan.
Leo O'Donovan. 10 more points for Georgetown. All right. You'll get 10 more points if you can tell us what Martin Frobisher, William Baffin, and Major Robert Rogers were looking for. Anybody on the Georgetown?
Jim Malloy.
The North Pole?
No. No. The Northwest Passage. All of these men were unsuccessful in their attempts to find the passage, okay? You can still make 10 points if you tell us for what was the German scientist Robert Koch searching. Are looking for. What was he looking for?
Paul?
It was something to do with germs, sir. It was the germ for a certain disease. Let's see. Anthrax, I think. Something like that.
I want to intercept it. He was looking for germs. He was looking for the germs of a certain disease. It happens to be the tuberculosis bacillus, though the TB bug, or a cure for tuberculosis. But he was certainly on the search for germs, and we will accept that. All right, now the time and score, Roger.
Right now, Georgetown 30 points. Minnesota has nothing at the moment, and the time 22 and a half minutes to go.
Coming up is the 30-point bonus. Here's your toss-up. What was the name of the gifted young sculptor of Cyprus who was a confirmed bachelor until he fell in love with a young lady of his own creation? Minnesota.
Colleen Helgeson-Nelson.
That would be Pygmalion.
That would be right, Colleen Helgeson-Nelson. Pygmalion, who fell in love with Galatea. And Colleen, we've got a chance now for the Minnesota team to make 30 points. Here's the bonus question now that's really a game. I'm going to give you a series of definitions for short words that, when grouped together, sound like the name of a geographical place. 10 points each time you name the place. Okay? You ready, Minnesota?
Yep.
Give us the name of the city that sounds like
a diminutive for Elizabeth, the last name of a famous Southerner, and the edge of a garment.
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem, right, for 10 points, Minnesota. All right, now give us the name of the country that sounds like a pigtail and the noise that a sheep makes. Time. Cuba. All right. The name of a state that sounds like a very ancient cargo ship, a slang word meaning to fire, and a type of cutting tool.
Arkansas.
Right for 10 points, Minnesota. Okay, Roger, let's find out what the stakes are in this quiz game, Roger Tuttle.
Right, Alan. Each week, Good Housekeeping Magazine will award to the school of the winning team a $500 gift to be administered by the college. Now, it may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive, dependable Whitnauer wristwatch. Well, those are the stakes, Alan. Now, with 19 minutes to go, the score tied, Georgetown 30, Minnesota 30. Back to a toss-up question.
All right, with a musical bonus coming up. For 10 points, tell us, what well-known young man had the habit of going to bed with his socks on? Minnesota.
Colleen Nelson.
My son, John.
Right, Colleen Nelson. Helgeson. My son, John, in the nursery jingle. Do you know it, Colleen? You know the jingle?
Little dumpling, my son, John, went to bed with the stockings on.
One shoe off and one shoe on. All right. Here's your musical bonus, Minnesota. Here's a popular musical bonus worth a potential 30 points. Now, you know, good things come in threes if you can believe the titles of the following songs. We'll give you 10 points each time you identify them.
Well, stop. Great God, stop till and listen, my God. Walk down,
rain.
That's rain. That's right for 10.
That was Eleanor Vail, Alan.
All right, Eleanor, right for 10 points. Okay, what's the title of this one?
Let it snow.
That's right, let it snow for 10 more points. All right, the title of this one. Right for 10 points. Score time, Roger.
Right now, 18 minutes to go. Georgetown 30, Minnesota 70 points, Alan.
All right, 25-point bonus coming up. Now, here's a toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, by what other name do we Americans refer to the Battle of the Little Big Horn? Minnesota.
Eleanor Vail.
Custer's Last Stand.
Right, Custer's Last Stand. Montana, 1876. Here's your bonus. Minnesota, get out your pencils and paper. Get out your pencils and paper, Minnesota Soda, because here's a mathematical bonus. Take the number of the amendment to the Constitution that extends suffrage to women.
19.
Multiply by the number of years that Rip Van Winkle slept.
20.
And subtract a baker's dozen. For 25 points, what's your numerical answer?
I get 367.
You get 367, and that's right.
Joe Scheckman.
19th Amendment multiplied by 20 years, subtracting 13, you get 367. Okay, here we go. Time and score, Roger.
Right now, we have 16 minutes to go. Georgetown 30, Minnesota 105.
All right, now may I tell you that coming up next is a 50-point bonus. So on your toes, Georgetown and Minnesota. Here's your toss-up. The Prime Minister of Pakistan, in his recent visit to the United States, presented the chief of a tribe of American Indians with a Hubble bubble. For 10 points, what is a Hubble bubble? Minnesota.
Eleanor Vail.
A Hubble bubble is a pipe. I believe it's a water pipe that you can smoke.
Right, a water pipe or a hookah. Right, for 10 points, Minnesota. Okay, Minnesota. Perhaps you've never finished reading the following, but you should be able to recognize the opening lines. You'll get 10 points each time you identify the works that begin with these lines. First of all, sing, goddess, the wrath of Achilles, Peleus' son, the ruinous wrath that brought on the Achaeans' woes innumerable.
Iliad.
Homer's Iliad, right. Quote. Of man's first disobedience.
That sounds like
Paradise Lost.
Oh, I was going to quote quite a few lines, and I had rehearsed it for her. Right. Milton's Paradise Lost. Okay. Now, let me say this one. All right, here we go. Arms and the man I sing, who, forced by fate and haughty Juno's unrelenting hate, expelled and exiled, left the Trojan shore.
That's the Aeneid.
Aeneid.
Oh, well, thank you for letting me read it.
Eleanor Vale.
Virgil's the Aeneid. How'd I read it, Eleanor?
Very
splendidly.
Nice.
Oh, good. Now, I rehearsed this next one, too. All right, quote. In the middle of the journey of our life, I came to myself in a dark wood where the straight way was lost.
That's a Bunyan.
Pilgrim's Progress.
Pilgrim's Progress, right?
No.
It is not.
No. Dante's Divine Comedy. All right, you'll get 5-10 more points if you know this one. Quote. Stately, plump Buck Mulligan came
That's
from
Sir James Joyce, isn't it? Ulysses?
That's right. I didn't even finish it. All right, for 10 points. Go ahead, John Rogers.
Time now, 14 and a half minutes to go. Minnesota leading Georgetown 155 to Georgetown's 30.
All right, here we go with a 40-point bonus coming up. Modern interior decorating has recently emphasized the material obtained from ancient Carrara. For 10 points, what is that material? Georgetown.
Jim Malloy.
Marble.
Right, for 10 points, Georgetown. Marble. Here for Georgetown is a 40-point bonus. It's a bonus question on famous houses of fact and fiction. 10 points apiece if you identify the following houses. First of all, the house that housed a cat that killed a rat that ate some malt.
Jack built. The house that Jack built.
Right, for 10 points, Georgetown. The house that contains 435 people.
The
House of Representatives.
Right, for 10 points, Georgetown. All right. Edgar Allan Poe's House That Fell.
Usher.
House of Usher. Right, for 10 points, Georgetown. The house, the Boston House, after which a bakery product is named.
Hathaway.
Huh? What? The Boston House, after which a bakery product. Wrong? Parker House. Parker House rolls, you know? All right, score and time, Roger.
Well, we have exactly 12 and a half minutes to go, Alan. Georgetown housed themselves 70 points at that moment. Minnesota still leads with 155.
Coming up is a 25-point bonus. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, what color do you particularly associate with Ethan Allen's boys? Minnesota.
Chuck Mulkey.
Green Mountain Boys, Alan, so it would be green.
Green. Green Mountain Boys. Right, Minnesota. 10 points. Here's your 25-point bonus. It's a tough one. It's out of the news very recently, and it's worth 25 points. I want you to tell me, anybody in the Minnesota team, what former presidential candidate was elected to the Senate in the recent election?
Strom Thurmond, Alan. He's a senator presently from South Carolina who was the first candidate ever elected to the United States Senate by a write-in vote. He beat Brown about 166,000 to about 38,000.
Yeah. I just wanted his name. Man, I'd say you earned that 25 points. You're a history major?
Well, Alan, I'm what the university calls an interdepartmental major, and history is one of my subjects.
Well, I would say you did very well on that. Now, we've got a 30-point musical bonus coming up with a score, Roger.
70 points for Georgetown, 190 for Minnesota, 9.5 minutes to go.
Okay, here's our musical bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. Recently, a noted Frenchman who was once called a wild beast, Minnesota.
Eleanor Vale.
Henri Matisse, he died.
That's right. That was interrupted, but that's what I was going to say. I was going to say, called a wild beast died. Who was he? And you got it all right there. Now, you've got a 30-point classical bonus here, Minnesota. I'm going to play excerpts from three classical compositions, and for 10 points apiece, you are to name the kind of bird, animal, or insect named at each type. First?
Bumblebee.
Right, for 10 points. All right. This one. What is named in this?
Peter the Wolf.
Oh, we don't get to hear much music. All right, 10 points. All right, what's named in this?
Fawn.
Afternoon
of a Fawn,
Debussy. No. Cook door, a rooster, Rimsky-Korsakov. All right, here we go with a 30-point bonus coming up. Your toss-up for 10 points. Quote the familiar aphorism disguised in the following words. Quote, utilize the slender bar stittingly and impair the disposition of the descendant. Minnesota.
Joe Scheckman.
Stitch in time saves nine.
Can you take it, Georgetown?
Paul Troy.
Spare the rod and spoil the child.
Right. Spare the rod and spoil the child. That is the answer. Here we go. With your 30-point bonus. 30-point bonus, Georgetown. The names of cities often change with the tides of history. We will give you the present names of three historic cities, and for 10 points apiece, you're to give us the past name of each city. Anybody in the Georgetown team? First of all, New York.
New Amsterdam.
Right, New Amsterdam. Who was that?
Paul Troy, sir.
Okay, Paul. Leningrad.
St. Petersburg.
St. Petersburg or Petrograd, all right. Jakarta. Jakarta.
Batavia.
Right, Batavia in Indonesia. 10 more points.
Go ahead. 7.5 minutes to go. Georgetown now, 110. Minnesota, 220, Alan.
All right, here we go. They could make it. Here we go. For 10 points, tell us, what fishing bird's name also means a greedy or gluttonous person? Minnesota.
Colleen Helgeson.
A kingfisher.
Can you take it, Georgetown?
Cormorant.
Cormorant is right. That's the answer. Fishing bird's name also means a greedy or gluttonous person. Cormorant. All right, you got a 20-point bonus there, Georgetown. 20 points if you can spot three reasons why the following statement is incorrect. Now, let me caution you. I want three reasons. Quote,
conference.
Venus de Milo acknowledged an introduction to the Nikki of Samothrace by shaking her hand, and the Nikki also nodded her head. Three errors.
The winged victory has no head. Venus has no arms.
And?
To whom was the other introduction?
What?
No.
Acknowledge an introduction.
By shaking her hand, and the Nikki also handed her... Shall I accept that?
The Nikki has no hand.
That's right. The three mistakes were the Venus has no hands, neither does the Nikki, and the Nikki also has no head. All right. Score now, huh?
Score right now, 5.5 minutes to go. Georgetown, 140. Minnesota, 220.
All right, coming up is a 20-point bonus. For 10 points, tell us, when a ship passes from salt to fresh water, does it draw more water than before? Georgetown.
Paul Troy.
It's passing from salt to fresh water, it would draw more water than before.
That's right. That's the answer I was looking for. Although you interrupted my question, I was going to say, does it draw more water than before? Less water or the same amount? It does draw more water. So, Georgetown, you've got a 20-point bonus. You are to imagine that one United States fleet is assigned to guard the country's Pacific coastline, a second fleet, the Atlantic coastline, and a third, the Gulf coastline. Now, for 20 points, which of the three fleets, Georgetown, would have the shortest line to guard?
They're having a conference.
The Pacific.
That's right. The fleet guarding the Pacific coastline. 20 points for Georgetown. All right, another 20-point bonus coming up. Score and time again, Roger.
Right now, 5 minutes to go. Georgetown, 170. Minnesota, 220.
Okay, here we go. 10 points if you can identify the famous American financier who has the same last name as a kind of horse. Georgetown.
Jim Malloy.
Gould.
Can you take it, Minnesota?
I think Colleen Helgeson wants to try it, that, Alan.
Try it.
That's Morgan.
That's right. That's J.P. Morgan. The Morgan horse is a light horse, originally bred in Vermont. Okay, I have here... Here we go with your 20-point bonus. The fictional Gant family in a fictional town called Altamont were patterned after a real-life family in a real-life city. 20 points if you can name both the family and the city, Minnesota.
Joe Schechtman, I think knows that.
I think that would be the Wolf family of Asheville, North Carolina.
And you thought right for 20 points. The Wolf family in Asheville, North Carolina. The Gans of Altamont, figured in Thomas Wolfe's novel, Look Homeward, Angel. All right, here is a musical toss-up. So on your toes. The Metropolitan Opera Company is reviving an opera this season, which has not been done here for over 10 years. We're going to play an excerpt from an aria out of this opera, and you are to signal as soon as you can name the opera. Georgetown.
Jim Malloy.
Andrea Chenier by Giordano.
That's right, Andrea Chenier by Giordano. Can you tell us the name of that aria?
Come un bel di DiMaggio.
That's right. Okay, you got a 25-point bonus, Georgetown. Three men, Jack Straw, Watt Tyler, and John Ball, took a trip to London in the year 1381. 25 points, Georgetown, if you can describe the purpose of their visit.
They were going to blow up Parliament?
It was the Watts Rebellion of 1381. In England. The peasants revolt. I don't know, they going to blow up Parliament or not, but we're going to revolt. All right, here we go. What's the time and score, Roger?
And a 25-point bonus brings Georgetown to 205, Minnesota 250. We have 2.5 minutes to go, Alan.
20-point bonus coming up for 10 points. Quote the line of verse that follows this one. The Assyrian came down like the wolf, Minnesota.
Like the wolf on the fold, and his cohorts were gleaming in purple and gold.
That's right. What is that, Joe? What is that?
That's from Lord Byron, Destruction of Sennacherib.
Okay, here's your 20-point bonus that you earned by that, Joe. Anybody's Minnesota team. We'll give you 20 points if you can quote for us the shortest verse in the Bible.
Colleen Helgeson?
Jesus wept.
Right, for 20 points, Minnesota. Okay, here we go with a 25-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. If you overheard two men discussing their satenets, bisects, and surcharges, what would they be discussing? Georgetown.
Bob Kleiser.
Their stamp collections.
That's right, their stamp collections. All those terms are terms used by stamp collectors. In Georgetown, you earned a 25-point bonus here. The Missouri Compromise provided that Missouri should be admitted to the Union as a slave state. Now, according to that compromise, and for 25 points, what state was to be admitted as a free state? Georgetown.
California.
Nope.
Maine.
No. All right. Did I hear Maine?
Yeah.
I'll accept it. Maine. Also provided the slaves to be free from all Louisiana Purchase Territory. Okay, what was that? 20 points, 25 points. Okay, time and score, Roger?
Time right now. 1 minute to go. Georgetown, 240. Minnesota, 280, Allen.
20-point bonus coming up. For 10 points, tell us, what is the name of the medal which is awarded for gallantry above and beyond the call of duty? Georgetown.
Bob Kleisling,
Congressional Medal of Honor.
Right, for 10 points, Georgetown. Here's your 20-point bonus. It's a political theory question. This man lived during the Renaissance, and he likened an effective ruler to the lion and the fox. Who is he?
Machiavelli.
Machiavelli and the Prince. All right, here we go. Well, now the score is 270 to 280, right?
Right.
Coming up is a 40-point bonus. In what novel does this epitaph appear? Quote, he loved his country as no other man has loved her, but... Georgetown.
Bob Kleiser.
That's the Man Without a Country.
That's 10 points for Georgetown. We have a tie.
Oh, for heaven's sake, we got a tie tonight.
That's up. It's a tie. Here it is.
That means that the game is over, Alan, and the University of Minnesota and Georgetown University wind up tonight's battle of wits in the College Quiz Bowl with 280 points each, the first tie we've had in the College Quiz Bowl. So that means that next week they meet again. Now, the gift for the winning college next week... The gift for the winning college next week will be $1,000 from Good Housekeeping Magazine. And we'll hold our attractive and dependable Wittenauer wristwatches to award them to the members of the losing team next week.
We're inviting everybody to join us next week at the same time when, once again, the University of Minnesota and Georgetown University meet here in the College Quiz Bowl. So this is Alan Ludden saying so long, everybody, and don't forget our date next week. Okay, bye now.
Referees tonight were Mac McGarry of Station WRC in Washington, D.C. for Georgetown University, and Bob Boyle of Station KSTP, Minneapolis, St. Paul for the University of Minnesota. Listen to the transcribed College Quiz Bowl next week when these two teams meet again in an attempt to break the tie. Among the questions, you'll hear...
What do the following have in common? President Vargas, Excelsior, Cullinan, and Junkers.
Well, what do you think the answer is? Which team do you think will win? Tune in next week for the answers to both of these questions. And join us for all the other rebroadcasts of the most exciting games in this famous series. College Quiz Bowl is a transcribed NBC Radio Network presentation, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Phobes, and directed by Ken McGregor. This is Roger Tuttle speaking.